Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 19 of John chapter 4. The woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth."
Worship service is a term often used to describe a Sunday morning gathering of a church. But is real worship actually happening there? God isn't looking for attendees to fill up the pews. He's seeking true worshipers. When Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman, part of their discussion was about religious observance. She was focused on the right place of worship. But Jesus explained that there were two much more important aspects. Genuine worship of God must be done in spirit and truth. Spirit means our praise can never be simply another item on our to-do list. Authentic worship is not an obligation, burden, or some weekly task, but rather a total spiritual recognition of God's gracious loving kindness and divine majesty. Truth means that worship is not just an emotional experience. Unless it's based on the truth of God's Word, then all we have is a soothing, sentimental feeling. And that kind of experience will neither last nor promote the spiritual growth God desires for us. Take some time this week to do a spiritual checkup. Think about why you attend church. Ask yourself, is it merely a habit or duty? Am I seeking an experience, or do I honestly come to praise and adore God?